KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 41 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a record-breaking high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. An official with Elite Octane LLC said Thursday afternoon in a press release that the company has found a path forward with the proposed ethanol project near Atlantic. Nick Bowdish with Elite Octane said while progress of the project had stalled over matters related to the electricity supply, he was pleased that their investor group found a way to make the project viable. Bowdish said Elite Octane intends to close on its financing quickly and commence construction. The company is in the final stages of due diligence and anticipates it could begin construction this month on the ethanol plant near Atlantic that will consume over 40 million bushels of locally grown corn and produce about 120 million gallons of ethanol and 300,000 tons of distillers grains per year. The plant will occupy 102 acres just northwest of Atlantic and is expected to bring at least 49 jobs to the area. Elite Octane has said it will spend $196 million on the project. The site will be one of 21 plants that produce at least 100 million gallons per year of ethanol in the state, while 20 produce below that amount, and that's according to the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Board of Education will meet in a special session at noon today. The meeting in the middle school principal's office at the Exira building will involve discussion and action on approving the master contract and salary schedule changes as had previously been negotiated. A traffic stop this morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. Red Oak police stopped a vehicle a little after 12 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 8th Street. As a result, 59-year-old Christy Lee Rosenthal of Stanton was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. Rosenthal was also cited for an equipment violation, driving without a valid license or registration. She was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Three of six former employees of a state facility in Glenwood that treats people with intellectual or developmental disabilities have been arrested and charged with mistreating facility residents at House 253 Indian Hills Drive, which is part of the Glenwood Resource Center. Authorities said Thursday that 28-year-old Tyler Palmer of Glenwood, 23-year-old Kayla Stevenson of Council Bluffs, and 42-year-old Dana Case of Tabor were arrested on Mills County warrants for wanton neglect of a health care facility resident. Palmer, Dana Case, and Stevenson's bonds at the Mills County Jail were set at $2,000 each. Additional warrants were issued for Daryl Case and Ryan Belt of Tabor, Ayla Yates of Glenwood, and the Iowa Department of Human Services has said its investigation found seven clients were physically abused and 13 were subjected to verbal abuse or neglect. The center provides services for some 230 residents. The latest charges come 6 weeks after the DHS disclosed that 12 workers at the Glenwood State Resource Center had quit or were fired over the allegations. The department has said a 13th worker has been dismissed since then. The Creston Police Department said this morning that two women were injured when two motorcycles collided Thursday evening. The accident happened around 5:50 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 25 and North Sumner Avenue. Officials said a 2002 Honda motorcycle driven by 23-year-old Colby John Shaw and a 2007 Victory cycle driven by 22-year-old Christopher Warren Reed, both of Creston, were riding together when Reed tried to make a left turn off of North Sumner onto Highway 25. Shaw was following too close and could not stop in time. His cycle struck Reed's, causing a total of $3,000 damage. A passenger on Shaw's motorcycle, 23-year-old Leah Nicole Robbins of Creston, and 20-year-old Lauren Marie Griffith of Greenfield, who was a passenger on Reed's cycle, suffered minor unknown injuries and were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston to be checked out and treated. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there have been several recent arrests. Among them, early Thursday morning, was 29-year-old Corey Robert Kyle of Hancock, who was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. Thursday in Hancock following a traffic stop. Kyle was taken into custody for driving while barred in possession of drug paraphernalia. At around midnight Wednesday, 20-year-old Dasha Monet Folds of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was arrested in Pottawatomie County after she was pulled over for having defective taillights on her car. When the sheriff's deputy ran the vehicle's license plate, it came back as stolen out of Council Bluffs. Folds explained the vehicle was reported stolen, but she just received it back and forgot to call it in. A records check verified her statement, but also revealed Folds had a valid warrant out of Mason City for violation of probation on larceny charges. The woman was placed under arrest and taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Flora Bloom, age 78, of the Greenfield and Fontenelle areas, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Flora Bloom will be today at 10:30 at the Avondale Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Joe Holloway, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joe Holloway will be today at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Trawl, age 90, who's formerly of Walnut, died February 10th in Georgia. Funeral services for Ruth Trawl will be today at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie McMillan, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Marjorie McMillan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Plum, age 83, of Olathe, Kansas, died January 20th. A celebration of life for Ronald Plum will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janet Dolch, age 82, of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Janet Dolch will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Louise Gallitz, age 96, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Mary Gallitz will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And John Charles Brown, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Graveside services for John C. Brown will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dale Cemetery in rural Centerville. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.